There you go. Thank you so much, Carolyn. What is the name of your show again?
The Collective.
The Collective. And collectively, we are known as WMFO. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We've got 1 minute left in the anti-meridian. As Gene Burns used to say, if you're a radio geek in and around Boston, you'll recognize my old AM radio reference there. Gene Burns used to say things like, we're about to transit the meridian, which is kind of a portentous way of saying it's gone noon, but it hasn't quite gone noon. You are about to listen to Radio Zeke, and I have been and will continue to be for the near term Zeke Duckworthy, your host. You would be, therefore, my guest, I hope. Let's see if we can play a little... what are we going to do here? We're going to play a PSA, because that's what we're required to do right now.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. It is now afternoon. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. This is Radio Zeke for the next hour. In studio today, I have a wonderful musical guest who's in the process of sitting down, hopefully, finding a good chair. And then we'll do a mic check. That's Haley Katrin. Am I pronouncing the accent grave on the second syllable correctly?
That's so funny. I don't even know what an accent grave is. It's Katrin, though.
Katrin.
It's Norwegian.
Oh, I did not know you were Norwegian.
My dad is Norwegian.
You hail from the North Country. So do you speak Norwegian?
No, I don't. I know a couple of words. I know bror, which means brother. And I know a couple of folk songs my dad used to sing to me when I was a kid.
Wow. Is he a musician?
You know, he is a good singer, and he sings in a Norwegian men's choir back in my hometown of Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this brings us full circle into the miracle that is, in fact, America the Melting Pot. I'm going to play a couple songs. I'll start by playing... Here, you want to wing this mic. One of those is for you, and I would say that one is for your
guitar.
Oh boy, I love these sounds. And that one over there is for you. And why don't you say something in it so we get a level?
All right.
Okay, you can sort of tilt it. Okay. All right, I'm going to take a photograph to document this, because if there's no photographs, nothing happens. All right, now Haley, in common with many of my musical guests here on Radio Zeke, has been presented with a demand by the host to give me a few songs that we can discuss that might be musical influences or stuff like that. I'm going to start by playing one which I've selected from your list of things, and this is a song off of a Lucy Dacus album.
Wonderful.
Okay, this one's called Addictions. You know the song?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Freeze frame, tidal wave in the passenger side. I'm still a nervous kid after all this time. Can you imagine what it's like to be here with you now? Forget your curse. Remember me that one July late.
time.
That's Lucy Dacus, Addictions. My guest today, who selected that, well, not exactly that song, but a selection from Lucy, joining me in studio today here at WMFO Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio, at the beautiful border of Somerville and Medford. If you were here, you'd be just staggered by the scenic beauty. Aren't you staggered by this? Look out the window. Look at that.
It is. It's beautiful.
I can see you're staggered. You're sort of staggering in your reaction here.
Totally. As I was driving here, though, I was like, oh, how beautiful is this? And it's so close to Boston proper, and I didn't know how close it was.
Yeah, Tufts is right there. You can see. Well, that's why it's called Boston Ave, because you roll right down Boston Ave, right outside our doors, and there you are, as they say. I will say hello to everybody who may be driving around listening to us on 91.5 FM or people around the world on the internet on WMFO.org or people who might be listening to this afterwards as a link, which I maintain on duckworthy.com, my own website. But I will say hello to people who are in Cape Town, South Africa, who are in Kiel, Germany, who are in Chester, England, London, England, Amsterdam. These are people who I know are listening right now. San Francisco, there's a few people out there. There's people in Manhattan Beach and Redondo Beach in Southern Cal. There may be somebody in Salt Lake. There are definitely people in Austin. There are people in Nashville. There are people in East Nashville. There are people in Wimberley, Texas. There are people in Lubbock, Texas. And there are people in Asheville, North Carolina, Crozet, Virginia, and a bunch of folks in New York, and of course here in the Boston area. So there we go. That's the shout outs to all you folkies out there who might like to have their city or region named. And now we may have people in Wisconsin. Do you have anybody listening live?
I'm not sure. I hope so. I hope I have some Madison or Oregonian folks. The town I'm from is actually south of Madison. It's called Oregon, Wisconsin.
Right. Not Oregon.
So not Oregon. Oregon, the state.
Well, I went to school in Ann Arbor, so I know all about
Madison. Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. And my sister went to Madison for a couple of years.
How cool is that?
So I spent time out, you know, like on Lake Mendota and stuff like that. In my day, back when dinosaurs ruled the earth, Lake Mendota and Lake Winona always would freeze over hard. Nowadays, they don't, but they had ice boats out there. And I know you know about the ice boats on the lakes, right?
I'm actually not sure if I do.
Oh, okay. So Madison, the state capital and the county seat of Dade County, if I'm not Dade. Okay,
yeah.
And also the home of the University of Wisconsin, of course, the Badgers, the rival to the Wolverines, is situated very scenically on a spit of land in between two beautiful lakes.
Yes.
And the lakes are big, and Wisconsin in the old days, and actually now too, gets pretty doggone chilly.
Definitely.
Come around. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's cold. It's so cold.
And the lakes freeze hard, and there's usually no snow on them. And these are big lakes. They're a few miles across.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these ice boats, which are like these rails. These are like wicked cool things that are, they're like killing machines, and they go really fast because you put, I mean, by really fast, I mean, they're like, you're sitting on this big ice skate with a gigantic sail, and when you cut across the diagonal, you can easily crack 70 miles an hour, easily, no problem. And people are zipping back and forth. So, like, that's a fond memory. All right, enough blabbering. Now, Haley is a musician and also in the music game broadly, are you not?
What do you mean by the music game?
Well, I know that you sort of like coach people and tell people and tutor people and help people be musicians.
Yes, totally. I love it. I teach voice and violin mostly, but definitely help with songwriting and help people who are looking to get into, you know, playing music in Boston to do that, to break into the scene a little bit. So,
Which is actually how I know you. All right. Well, without further ado, I will give you ample opportunity to, hype your websites and stuff like that. But right now, why don't you play a song off your first EP? And this one is called Hipster Princess.
Wonderful.
She read Allen Ginsberg through bifocals she didn't need. She played a vintage Fender Jaguar in her dreams. She had a red umbrella, a floral hanky in her hair. He took one look at her and he fell in love right there. As she played and she played with her turntable, hit the triple park bong like a queen. She was the very first hipster princess to come on the scene. Too shy to speak to her, he was a new age feminist man. So we bought her Jim Beam honey and they held hands. She barista'd down on Broadway, he came the next day at noon. And while she made him espresso, he stared at her tattoos. And she played and she played with her turntable, hit the triple perk bong like a queen. She was the very first hipster princess to come on the scene. So she took him to a horror movie at midnight. When the credits rolled, they ordered a lift. But they didn't want the night to end without a kiss. So she asked him inside the apartment. She didn't like to take the stairs alone. Reassured him she was independent, even turned off her phone. She played and she played with her turntable, hit the triple perk bong like a queen. She was the very first hipster princess to come on the scene. And she played and she played with her turntable, hit the triple perk bong like a queen. She was the very first hipster princess to come on the scene.
Yeah, there you go. There's a story song for you. And, the audience is left wondering, well, what happens then? Yeah, because you sort of know what happened, but you don't really, because anything could happen.
Because you never really do, you
know? That's right. All right, so that's the whole idea. You're writing a story song, and you've got a bunch of them. In fact, okay, what is your web address?
My web address is HaleyKatrin.com.
And that's K-A-T-R-I-N.
Yep.
And, oh, so you got a good one. Okay. And you can be found, you know, with like usual stuff, meaning Spotify tracks and mm-hmm. Facebooky kind of things and all that.
Absolutely. Okay. Whatever it is, it's probably there.
Yeah. All right. So you've got a lot of songs out. What was your first EP called?
My very first record was actually a 10-track album called Love Changes. And I put it out in 2013 with my friend and engineer Tyler Peterson in
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was all acoustic piano and vocals and some scattered other things like guitar, you know, harmonics on guitar. And our buddy played some like light brushes, sort of drums on it. And I don't know, but it's totally different from the later EP.
So you're evolving as a musician and as a songwriter.
My sound has come a long way since coming to Boston. When I moved here, I started to be exposed to so much different music that I had never heard. It was really cool. So
all right, yeah. Now since the radio audience can't see what I can see, I will describe. Haley is someone who is, well, you see on the Zeke Twitter feed, you'll see a picture of her. I've got the pronouns right, her, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right. I'm being careful these days, you know. And you are not the tallest person in the room. I am. and you have what I enviously would describe as a beast of a Gibson J100, which is a massive guitar.
Yes.
Almost, it's a big guitar. And you're getting good sound out of it. Now, what made you go to the big guys there?
It was absolutely just the sound. Yeah. I knew nothing at all about guitars. And I think my mom must have driven me to this little shop on the east side of Madison.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of sat down and I knew, I don't remember what it was that I was playing at the time, but I literally spent like, you know, 4 weeks with other people's guitars.
Right.
And I was playing some little riff, like a, I don't know, just something super simple and just kind of humming over it.
Right.
And so I sat down with every guitar in that shop and I played this riff over and over and over again.
Right.
And the poor guy who owned the place, he was like, yeah, do you know anything else? Like, can you play anything else? And I just remember being super embarrassed. But I sat down with this guitar. And you're right, it's huge. It kind of eats me up on stage. That's what I say.
I've seen you play all over town in that thing. And it's got this beautiful bird's eye maple sort of side and stuff like this. And it projects.
Yes. And that's why I loved it. I immediately knew, like, when I sat down with it, because no other guitar had this sound.
And now you are, in fact, the master of that riff that you can play on any guitar.
If I could remember what the riff was.
Well, it's funny because, you know, like you could have said, well, you did say what you did say, but you could have said, yeah, you know, that's my signature riff.
That's my signature.
Yeah, that's what I've got, you know, like 640 million YouTube views, man. So, you know, I love that song about the waitress.
Do you want me to play it?
Yes, I do. Okay, what's that one called?
It's called 23.
Okay.
This is the fourth track off of my latest EP called Sugar Water.
Okay. 23.
Coffee shop every day for a while, watching the same girls behind the bar, tired but laughing. They get you at a time where it feels amazing to make a buck. Don't realize you're worth 20 times what they're serving up. Cute in that apron, but
you don't have to do dirty work practically free. To work at a place like that, several in fact, they didn't listen, they messed up my hours every week, made my life a living hell, didn't pay me all that well, but I was doing it to myself. Why did I feel like my credibility was at stake? The world doesn't have to break you in for you to be worth something. You're already worth something. Go and get the world, girl. Start looking beyond what they want you to see. Fuck B movies. You don't wanna be a goddamn waitress. You do look cute in that apron, but you don't have to do dirty work practically free. You don't have to do dirty work practically free, not even at 23.
That's an excellent song. I like that song a lot.
Thank you.
My guest here in studio at WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, WMFO.org, is Haley Katrine. Hails from the North Country. From Wisconsin, that is, not from International Falls, Minnesota, but kind of up in, you know, going in that direction. Relocated to Boston when?
In 2014 to come to Berkeley.
And did you finish Berkeley?
Yeah, I did.
So you're not like a John Mayer type that like went for a while and then bailed?
I sincerely hope not.
No. I'm not saying a John Mayer type.
I know.
Right. But so you wailed your way through.
I came
in 2014, and you're like, it's not even 2018, so you must finish soon.
I went to UW-Madison for 2 semesters before I came to Berkeley.
Yeah.
And then when I came to Berkeley, I was so happy, I think, in school that I just went straight through. So I took summers and stuff. I graduated in 2016.
I say this pretty much every show and when I have guests. A shockingly large percentage of them are, in fact, Berkeley cats or kitties that have come through and do this and that. And the thing about Berkeley is part of the landscape that makes Boston punch way above its weight musically. There's just a lot of, there's stupid levels of talent around
this
town.
Yes, absolutely. And the other music schools too. Like NEC, BOCO. I mean, I can't even believe.
Yeah, exactly. There's
enormous number of musicians that are concentrated here. And you're right. That's definitely why there's so much amazing music that comes out of here. And so many different types of music too.
If people come from all over the world, even if they're not originally going to school here, many people will come through and they'll do master classes, they'll do this and that. So, and it's kind of a cool thing to be in a town where you're really, you're really in the first rank of music worldwide. And it's, I don't think too many people would dispute that. There are people who will, you know, extol New York and they're, you know, London and, for various things, San Francisco, I guess Los Angeles, you know, for film and TV draws a lot of talent. But Boston is a place that has historically always had, I mentioned Longy, and nobody really these days knows too much about Longy, but he was a very highly regarded classical composer in the 1880s and 1890s, and he founded his music institute, which to this day is very highly regarded.
Yeah, I know a woman who studies opera there.
Yeah, right, exactly, right.
Yeah, I think maybe a flautist also, yeah.
Yeah, just... and, you know, I've had many, many friends over the years who have gone to places like Juilliard or mm-hmm. Oberlin Conservatory, or, you know, my alma mater, Michigan, has a pretty good music school, and Indiana has a real good music school. But at some point, pretty much every musician is going to roll through Boston and try and play, even if they, and I shouldn't use this in a diminutive sense, but yeah, even if they play only open mics, the open mic talent around here is right there.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
Go to places pretty much any night of the week, and you're going to have an eye-opening level of performance. And if you are an early career performer where you're not all that confident in yourself, and if you happen to be listening to this show, some people out there might fall into that category. And I myself fall into that category. And if you go to one of these shows, I think particularly of the Lizard, but it's certainly by no means limited to the Lizard. You'll go in and you sort of shyly, you know, I'm going to play slot 10, and, you know, like, I hope nobody notices me, and I've got this song, and I'm going to pour my heart out, and then I get up there, and I sort of do it, and I'm like cringing, and then at the end, you know, every single performer on earth has done this. And then you'll watch all these other people, and you'll think, I don't even belong in this room. And then you'll watch them and say, how did they do that? Hey, I saw what they did there. Hey, I'm going to try that. And this is really, that's why people go to these open mics and why they go to any kind of musical immersion pool, whether it be a music school or just, you know, like hanging out at a campfire or anything like that, because you definitely learn. And the more you do it, it's a lot of it is clock time. You know, just get up and do it 400 times and you will get better. You know, and you will eventually be able to have a voice that is uniquely yours. And then people will look at you and say, how did she do that?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You know?
One of my favorite things about coming here was when I was in Wisconsin, I wasn't 21 yet. And so a lot of the live music was off limits to me.
This is like the Laura Marling story where she had a big show, but she couldn't play. They wouldn't let her in because she was too young, so she had to busk out front in London.
That's terrible. I didn't know that story. That's great. I'll have to listen to her tell it. But I wasn't able to see a lot of live music, and I honestly didn't have the bug for it even when I was back home. And when I came to Boston, my friends were playing live, and a friend of mine, Russell Johnson, who lives in New York City.
I know Russell.
Do you?
He's got that awesome guitar.
He has a wonderful guitar.
He's got the only one ever. People covet that guitar.
Yeah.
Well, where is that?
He moved to New York City, and he just played a show with me a couple of days ago.
Oh, cool.
At the WMC Jazz Center.
Oh, wow.
In Brooklyn.
Hey, Russell.
He took me to my first open mic ever here, The Haven in JP.
Oh, yeah, great one.
And then
tonight.
Yes, it is.
It's a late start, 10 o'clock. Get out there. It's right behind the Animal Hospital, Angel Memorial. Go over there tonight if you're listening.
So he took me there, and we played a few sets, and I was singing background vocals with him and then and some fiddle. Mm-hmm. And then he actually took me to see Stains of a Sunflower for the first time.
Yeah, right.
When
so
they
now
played
now
the
you're
open
friends
mic
with Natalie,
at
right.
Kings.
Yeah.
And so they were... I think it was about the same time, probably, but their band I totally fell in love with as like a live local act. Best thing I'd ever seen, you know.
Natalie is such a powerhouse, too.
Such a powerhouse, and they all jive in just a way that makes their live performance just spectacular.
Yeah.
And so it was about the same time I was falling in love with them as a local act, a live local band. And then also Honeysuckle.
Oh, yeah. You know those folks.
Yeah.
You know Holly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was really... That really made me want to transition into playing live more because I really hadn't played. I had put out that first record, but I hadn't played live almost at all. And so I started to go to their shows, and I was 21, and I was just totally inspired to play live.
Yeah, well, this is great stuff. I'm going to play a song, another song that you suggested by the artist anyway. This is kind of a story song by somebody who's one of the absolute all-time masters, Aeneas Mitchell here. The song's called Now You Know.
When I think about dying, I think about children. And when I think about children, I think about you. And when I think about you, I feel like crying. Crying for my youth. And when I think of my youth, I think of my freedom. And when I think of my freedom, I feel so alone. And when I feel lonely, I want you to hold me. Hold me in your arms. Arms. I think about sleeping, sleeping like a baby all through the night. And then I think of the night, and I feel like weeping, weeping for my life. Of my life, I want to be with you, shoulder to shoulder, when we're waking up, and we're waking up, and we're one day older, and we're making love.
Exaggerating by overusing the term great, Aeneas Mitchell with her song Now You Know. That is a fine song right there.
That's a beautiful song. It's a both I forget the name. What's the name of her first record? Is it called Shepherd?
It's the one where she did some of the songs
off. Young Man in America.
I think it's Young Man in America.
Yeah. Maybe it's not her first record, but I love that record so much. And then Zoa, I think, is the next one.
Yeah.
I love that record too much as well. Like, yeah. I listen to those records at least once a week.
You know, it's interesting. We were just saying this off air. You were saying, you know, we could just cancel the rest of the show and listen to it. And that's, we could. You know, and as a songwriter, you listen to all sorts of songs. And once in a while, you hear one, you say, damn, I wish I wrote that. And that's you know, she's got a lot of them like that.
I mean, there's so much about her beyond her songwriting too, I think, that I wish that I could emulate. And that's a funny thing, I think, about performing and being a songwriter is you intentionally, I mean, just because you are who you are, you bring a lot of yourself, right, to your writing.
Of course you do.
To your performance. But you also take on traits of you know, the things that have, you know, built you, you know, your patchwork, which definitely includes artists that you listen to all the time and see live and stuff. And I think a lot of her performance, I wish that I could embody and bring out, I think, a little bit more.
See, you're so hopeful and happy. And I'm thinking of the song that I wrote called Whiskey Rebellion. And the last line is, "And I stand on the shoulders of mistakes that I have made." So,
The beautiful things are the mistakes too, you know?
No, this is true. This is very true. Why don't you play a song that you were describing as a slower song?
Slower, a little jazzy.
Okay. And this one is called Half Past Three.
Couch, it's half past three, drinking a beer and watching TV. Told me you'd find a job today, but you didn't. I'm already dressed in my clothes for dinner. You invited me out, but you're wasting my time. You're sitting there in your jeans and sweater. Where there's your suit and tie. Ah, na, 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 kind, believe you me, I want so badly for you to be the one who deserves all my love, but you're not. I don't know who.
Someone who's proud of what they can do and respects me too.
It is slower and jazzier. Half past three. I'm guessing it's not half past three in the afternoon. It could be, though. Yeah, it definitely could be.
It could be one of many things.
Can I play another song that I think we both like here?
Please do.
And this one also has numbers in the title. This is Patty Griffin, who is a local person. Is she not?
Yeah, she broke out here in the Boston. Well, she got discovered here. Yeah. She's from Maine.
Yeah. 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 This is from her record from a year and a half ago called Servant of Love. The song's called 250,000 Miles, which is a great song.
Thank you.
desert meets the sea. Far from where our family's bones are buried, where Mother Moon walks arm in arm with me. Toes prepares a stranger's tea. What came before she must forget or bury, or carry deep inside her silent.
Master lessons here.
Master lessons.
Yeah, there you go. We both love Patty Griffin. Yeah, it's and there's not too much range in the notes.
I was going to ask you, do you think that sound at the beginning that's kind of just whispery, do you think that's like a cello or a violin just like played?
Or an oud?
There's definitely the oud, I think, is in there. Yeah. But there was also that like... It's almost like a whistle, and I think it's...
I think she produced this by herself. She came out with this after she stopped being with Robert Plant, but mm-hmm. who's another master. I mean, that guy is just, you know, he's really a good musician.
Definitely.
Yeah. So these are people that have, you know, experience with world music of all sorts. But, you know, sometimes people do world music and it feels really derivative, but that mm-hmm. doesn't.
It feels like her just really influenced. That's exactly what I was thinking about. One of my friends, they just published their Indiegogo campaign. They're going on tour in July. And they have, they're a local band called NIV.
Oh, I know them. Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Amanda. Right.
Yes, Amanda. Yeah. And they have a lot of their percussive sounds are tablas.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that reminds me a little bit of
their sound. I just saw them at the Burn, actually.
So, yeah, they just featured at the Burn, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. But I was talking to Amanda and she liked one of my songs. So maybe we'll collaborate at some point. So.
That would be cool. Yeah, that would be wicked cool.
Why don't you play a song? It's a cover song, and shock the audience here.
I'm gonna shock them. Shock them.
Okay, here we go. You'll recognize this, folks. Here we go.
You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Oh, see that girl, watch that scene, digging the dancing queen. Friday night and the lights are low, looking out for a place to go, where they play the right music. Getting in the swing, you've come to look for a king. Anybody could be that guy. Night is young and the music's high. With a bit of rock music, everything is fine. You're in the mood for a dance. And when you get the chance, that scene, digging the dancing queen. You're a tease, you turn them on, leave them burning and then you're gone. With a bit of rock music, everything is fine. You're in the mood for a dance. You get the chance, you are a dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel that beat on the tambourine, oh yeah. You can dance, you can jive, having the time girl, watch that scene. Oh, see that girl, watch that scene. Oh, see that girl, watch that scene. Digging the dancing queen.
And that's ABBA as reinterpreted. You know, it's kind of cool to take it's very cool. I love that. That's a much deeper song than it might appear when you do the disco, you know, hyped up big production version. I like that song.
I love that song, and it's so fun to play because people sing.
Yeah, they do, sure, and they tap their foot. I was tapping my foot. Mm. So yeah, that. I mean, we could sit here and do nothing but like covers of old, you know, good songs.
Totally. I've been learning. Wild World by Cat Stevens.
Anything by Cat Stevens. That's a great song.
My mom is a big Cat Stevens fan.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny how your taste changes or how you get more comfortable as you play more stuff, going back and learning other songs. Like, I remember a time where I didn't know anything but my original music.
Yeah.
And Lately I've been getting back into these easy listening, fun. They're not simple songs, but
well, Tiefer Tillerman, that record, you know, the first big Cat Stevens record that came out in the '70s. That's not, I wouldn't call it easy listening. That's challenging lyrical stuff there. That's
definitely.
Plus, he's such a great singer and songwriter.
Yeah, and it feels so good to play, and it's making me really happy to learn some of those songs. Yeah.
Why don't you play another one of your originals? What would this one be?
Let's do Sugar Water.
Okay, this is Haley Katrine from Madison, Wisconsin, live here in studio on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on the FM dial. Sugar Water. I know I've seen you do this song. Go ahead.
Yesterday I dreamt I had you my way in our bed, and it felt brand new. Liberated, not placated or invaded, satiated, that's what I want you to do. Do, baby, when we're hanging out, trying to keep my tears from falling, I don't want to love no one else but you. But baby, when we're hanging out, I can't get where I want to. Why can't I let go with you? Sugar water, a bum bum bim boo dum bee dum. You taste like sugar water, sugar water. Baby, sweetie, honey pie, be my sugar water, sugar water. Talk to lots of friends, they're all ashamed to admit it. They don't come with their boyfriends. Older women, tell me your secrets, let's speak freely. I wanna take pleasure from them. I wanna take him from them. Ooh, baby, when we're hanging out, I can't get where I want to. Why can't I let go with you? But baby, when we're hanging out, I can't get where I want to. Why can't I let go with you? Sugar water, sugar water, a bum bum bim boo dum bee dum. You taste like sugar water, sugar water. Baby, sweetie, honey pie, be my sugar water, sugar water. Baby, I want you, you know. Baby, I want you, you know, but it's freezing in here. Maybe you want me. Maybe you want me, I know, but I'm jealous, my dear. Maybe I want you, you know. Maybe I want you, you know, but I'm crazy, my dear. Maybe you want me, I know. Maybe you want me, I know, but I'm crazy, my dear. Baby, when we're trying to keep my tears from falling, I don't wanna love no one else but you. But baby, when we're hanging out, I can't get where I want to. Why can't I let go with you? A bum bum bim boo dum bee da, you'll be my sugar water, sugar water. A bum bum bim boo dum bee da, you taste like sugar water, sugar water. Baby, sweetie, honey pie, be my sugar water, sugar water.
You know, you got that big voice. When did you realize that you had that big voice?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't know if I ever even felt like I had a big voice.
You do have a big voice.
I have a big voice, but there's definitely singers that have bigger voices than I do, and I feel like I'm squarely in the middle, but I'm glad to not be afraid to get
you inhabit your voice.
Myself.
Yeah, no, you inhabit your voice thoroughly and fully.
Thank you. That's like such a compliment.
Well, you know, I mean, I sit here and I think, sometimes I watch people and I think, well, I could do that, but there's no way I can do that voice. You're right there. That's good stuff. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. My guest on Radio Zeke today, and there's a few more minutes left, has been Haley Catrine, who's now in Boston, formerly out of Midwest, Upper Midwest, the great state of Wisconsin. And once again, you can be found. Go ahead, sell everything you have, sell some stuff, give me your website. Let's do this.
Absolutely. So all of my artist stuff can be found on HaleyCatrine.com. Find me on Facebook at Haley Catrine. Find me on Instagram at Haley Catrine. Find me on Twitter at Haley Catrine. I have a Patreon page at Haley Catrine.
And that is spelled, just in case people misspell it.
Yes, it's HaleyCatrine. And my teaching business is Haley Catrine Studios, which you can find at Haley Cat Studios and at HaleyCatrineStudios.com for voice lessons and violin.
So you have been, when you went to Berkeley, did you go for guitar or what was your instrument?
I was primarily a violinist in high school and I had to break away from that in order to start writing songs. And so when I went to Berkeley, I was like, I'm going to be a vocalist.
Wow, so you like put both of the strings down and went with the vocal cords.
I did, and I'm so glad that I did. I wish that if I could go back, I would try and do guitar and violin and voice, but you only have so much time. And
Well, now you have all the rest of the time, so you can do whatever you want.
Yes, exactly.
I want you to play another song if you don't mind. What? Pick one.
Okay, I'm going to play the first song off my record. It's a fun one. It's a blues-inspired tune. It's called Be Your Girl.
Okay.